Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
My name's Charlotte Toy, and this is Tech Impact, where I share what I've noticed on tech the last couple of days, weeks, and we see where technology is going to. Now, the first thing that I want you to know this evening is I noted that there were a couple of big unveils the last week. We see the iPhone 17, we see the AirPod Max or the AirPods 3, we see the new Galaxy, and was it Honor or somebody that's got the new phone now with a massive screen? It's actually almost like a tablet. Very, very impressive stuff. But I want you to stay away from those things for a bit. This is Tech Impact, but I saw an article this week. It's actually a conversation, and it's something that I want you to consider. And that's why I say the impact of tech in our life is very cool, but it can also be very detrimental. Have you noticed that we no longer know what boredom feels like? We no longer pass time waiting. Right. When's the last time that you were actually waiting somewhere and then you were that's the only thing that you were doing? You were waiting. You weren't scrolling your phone, you weren't chatting with friends, you weren't listening to music, you were waiting. Now, this sounds like something that happened ages ago, but this is the way that I was raised. When I had to go to Home Affairs to do my ID book. Right, this was the days before the smart card. We had this green coded ID book, right? We stood in line, and that's what you did. You stood in line, right? The same can be said for my learner's driver's permit as well as my driving permit. You stood in line. That's what you did. There weren't Facebook to check. There weren't WhatsApp. There weren't BBM at that stage. We just stood there. And I want you to know that with the rise of smartphones and the accessibility to the internet, or the fact that the internet is always easily accessible, is very good with regards to research, but it is detrimental on your social development, I believe, right? So there's no research paper that backs me up. This is just my interpretation of seeing what's happening to people around me. We've lost the ability to be patient because we don't need to be patient. We want Takealot to deliver now. In fact, we've got checkers that promise that they will deliver in 60 minutes, right? So you want Takealot to deliver tomorrow. We want Amazon Prime to deliver tomorrow. We can't wait a week. That is totally, totally, totally too long. We've lost the ability to wait, which means that we've lost our patience. Now, why or how does this affect your tech world? When you stand in line now and you're waiting for the Gautrain, or you're waiting for a taxi to come and pick you up, or you're waiting for a friend, what do? You don't check traffic. You don't see what's happening. You don't engage with the people standing around you. You bring out your phone, which is in actual fact in the modern world that we are living in, a massive do not disturb sign. And you check Instagram or YouTube or Reels. If you're anything like me, I get on the airplane or I get on waiting at the Gautrain and I pull up my phone and I'm not scrolling endlessly, doom scrolling. I do that sometimes, but I read a book because I've got books on my phone, right? And that is actually amazing because, I mean, you've got the ability now to carry an entire library and it still weighs the same as the thing that you use to make phone calls with. But then you've got the ability to not engage with people. And the problem is how that's detrimental in your social development is we've lost the ability to talk to strangers. We've lost the ability to engage in casual conversation with people surrounding you. We no longer make friends just because of the fact that they are close by. That was sort of the way that I was raised. Your friends were your neighbors because they were your neighbors. And that was the only friends that you had to go with. You didn't necessarily have a phone to chat someone and say meet me there and there. You just sat on the wall until someone came and then you started playing. We've lost that. We've lost the ability to stand to have a conversation with the lady that's working as the checkout counter at at Checkers or any of these stores. We don't converse with them anymore because we don't know how. We want to find an affinity group or a mutual affinity group, say like karate or watching Naruto or Dragon Ball Z or anything like that. We want to watch that and then talk to someone about it in the online discussions, in the forums and the stuff and the groups that we're on. But we've lost the ability to just have conversations with people at the bus stop or the taxi rank. We've lost that because we've lost the ability to wait. And that is the impact that tech has on our lives.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.